This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A Vermont boot brand is coming back after several years off the market. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, the boot's return is a deja vu experience for its creator.
Scott Hardy started making things to put on your feet in the mid-1990s. At first, he made overshoes, something people of a certain age once called galoshes. Several cold-weather shoe styles followed. One day, one of Hardy's sales reps had his sample bag stolen while he was out making calls. The one he borrowed in its place contained a prototype of a shearling boot Hardy was working on.
So he borrows this bag and he goes, "The buyers love this shearling boot." And I said, "Well, it's not ready yet." He's like, "Well, make it ready." And that basically precipitated pretty hyper growth for the company.
That's how Ulu was born in 2002. The name comes from a knife used by native peoples in the Arctic region. After 3 years making the boots and attracting a loyal following, Hardy sold the business to a company that itself was eventually bought out by the bootmaker Wolverine, which stopped making the Ulu brand. So for the past 6 years, Ulu hasn't been in stores. But Hardy says the loyal following remains.
Customers have been going into these stores for the past 6 years saying, "Can I replace my Ulus?" And they're saying, "Sorry, it's out of business."
Since he sold Ulu, Hardy's been involved in a variety of projects as a consultant, entrepreneur, and investor. He says he kept waiting for someone to come along and fill what he perceived as a vacuum in the boot market for a product like Ulu, something rugged, long-lasting, and engineered for comfort. He didn't see it, and he kept hearing from people who were doing everything they could to hang on to the boots he made.
Gluing them together, duct taping them together, and just they couldn't find an alternative to the product.
So this year, he bought his old company back from Wolverine, and next month, the first new Ulu boots in years will be available in stores and online. Hardy says he's replicating the original boot, but he's not trying to repeat the experience he had when he first introduced Ulu.
It's a bit like graduating from college and going back to, you know, sophomore year of high school. Can I have it be more of a fun time this time around?
Like many brands of footwear, the boots themselves are made overseas in Vietnam. The shearling comes from New Zealand. Hardy is running the company from an office in downtown Vergennes, and for now it's more or less a one-man operation. He expects it will grow. He says in its first incarnation, Ulu had about 15 Vermont employees. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.